Doug Lucas from the North Carolina Reading Service. And for the next half hour, I will be reading to you from the March issue of U.S. Veterans Magazine. And the first article is entitled, Sam Elcombe, Granting Access to Military Life Across Generations. Millions of people have watched Sam Elcombe's videos, not for spectacle, but for understanding, from inside fighter jets to cargo aircraft and operational units around the world. Elcombe has built a platform that explains military life to audiences far beyond the insulation gates. The former Air Force officer says that his work has never been about views or virality. It is about service and about telling stories that too often remain unseen. Elcombe did not set out to become one of the most recognizable storytellers in the military media space. His path began at the Air Force Academy, where service, not storytelling, defined the mission. Entering the academy in 2014, he followed in his father's footsteps, a graduate himself, drawn to a career grounded in purpose rather than convention. After graduating in 2018, Elcombe was commissioned as an Air Force officer and selected as public affairs officer, a role that would quietly shape everything that followed. At the time, Elcombe said he had only a limited understanding of the field of public affairs. What he did understand was his proximity to storytelling. It was the closest thing that was going to get me working with cameras, working with media, telling the Air Force stories, he said. His first assignment placed him with the F-22 Raptor demonstration team, traveling to more than 60 air shows worldwide over 2 years. There, he managed social media, coordinated press access, and helped shape how one of the Air Force's most advanced aircraft was presented to the public. That assignment was crucial for me, Elcombe said. It taught me storytelling style, my understanding of social media, and how to showcase what the military does in a way the public can understand. After that tour, Elcombe was reassigned to Scott Air Force Base in Illinois, home of Air Mobility Command. The subject matter shifted from fighter jets to cargo aircraft, tankers, and global logistics, essential missions yet rarely visible. We're not talking sleek fighter jets, he said. We're talking about heavy cargo planes and tankers. The challenge, however, remained the same, translating complex operations for audiences who rarely see them up close. As his five-year active duty commitment neared its end, Elcombe faced a decision familiar to many officers. In his free time, he had begun experimenting with short-form video, explaining Air Force career fields, breaking down daily life, and offering behind-the-scenes access. I was just experimenting, he said, trying to learn what it was like to be on camera, to put myself out there publicly. The videos gained traction, but balancing content creation with leadership responsibilities became increasingly difficult. I didn't want to look like I was lacking in my office with my airmen, but I also knew my impact as a storyteller and creator would be greater if I could do it full time. After conversations with mentors and leadership, Elcombe separated from active duty in May 2023. Elcombe does not describe that decision as leaving service. I feel like I'm serving now even more than I was when I was in, he said. It's just service in a different way. He relocated to San Francisco, launched SE Media, and built a small team to support higher production quality and more ambitious storytelling. At the time, his audience was under 100,000 followers. He believed the model could scale. The growth that followed was rapid. Between mid-2024 and mid-2025, Elcombe's YouTube audience grew by more than 100%. He surpassed 1.5 million subscribers on YouTube and more than 3 million followers across platforms, averaging tens of millions of monthly views. Collectively, his content has exceeded 1 billion views. Numbers are cool, he said, but when you think about how niche this space is, military, to reach that many people is what's exciting. That reach is translated into tangible outcomes. Ekum partnered with Air Force Recruiting in 2024 on a year-long video series, renewed the following year, and expanded to include the Space Force. I love seeing comments saying, I watched your video last year, and now I'm in basic training, he said. Families use the videos to understand better what their loved ones do in uniform. Veterans reconnect with their own experiences. That's our favorite, he said. Veterans saying, I flew that aircraft, or I remember that mission. To emphasize this impact, Ekum was named on the Forbes 30 Under 30 list this year, a recognition that goes beyond views, targeting real-world impact and those who are making it possible. Despite his visibility, Ekum is intentional about keeping himself out of the spotlight. Our videos are not about me, he said. They're about letting the missions and the service members shine. He sees himself as a translator, guiding viewers through unfamiliar environments while allowing trained professionals to take center stage. As of January 15, 2026, Ekum formally rebranded his channel as Access Granted, reflecting the trust military units place in his team. Everything we do is built on reputation and access, he said. This shift signals a move towards longer form, documentary-style storytelling as digital platforms continue to blur the line between traditional television and digital platforms. At 29, Ekum avoids rigid, long-term plans, his focus on expanding capacity while protecting the identity that built his audience. No matter what we expand into, he said, we're keeping the beating heart of this business. For transitioning veterans, his story offers reassurance that service and purpose do not end with the uniform. That's my role, Ekum said, helping people understand what this is really like. Next article is Francisco Rivera on why veterans make strong entrepreneurs. When Francisco Rivera looks back on the on the moment that set his life in motion, he admits it didn't feel significant at the time. He was a teenager growing up in the Bronx, surrounded by the daily pressures of a high-risk high school environment. Joining the Navy happened almost entirely by accident, he said. What began as a spontaneous decision, sparked by a friend who mentioned he planned to enlist, would grow into a 16-year career, 2 combat tours, and a personal philosophy anchored in service. Rivera's path changed long before he reached a recruiter's office. His father, seeking something better for his son, accepted a church member's offer to sponsor a student for a private Catholic school. That shift opened doors Rivera had never imagined: baseball, basketball, and eventually multiple scholarship offers. Still, when he visited college campuses, he felt he didn't belong. The Navy offered something different, a sense of direction, structure, and immediate purpose. He enlisted at 17. The camaraderie, honor, courage, and commitment that defined military life became my foundation, he said. Those early experiences taught him that leadership meant protecting the person on your right and your left, a standard that would follow him throughout his life. By 19, Rivera was a third-class petty officer leading a team of roughly 20 service members. The responsibility came fast, but it built habits he still relies on today: accountability, discipline, and unwavering work ethic. Leadership isn't about authority. It's about accountability, he said. If something didn't get done, it was my responsibility to fix it. Those lessons proved invaluable when Rivera transitioned into civilian life and eventually into business ownership. But translating military experience into business execution required intention. Rivera credits his education with helping him reframe leadership, operations, and accountability through a civilian lens. Today, he oversees more than 30 employees and 40 accounts through his ventures, including WEPA, WEPA Commercial Cleaning and the WEPA Group. The structure he learned in uniform and later refined at National University became the blueprint for managing teams, supporting clients, and scaling operations. Entrepreneurship, he says, mirrors military service more than most people realize. Veterans are already conditioned to outwork obstacles. Education played a defining role in Rivera's transition. National University, he said, helped bridge the gap between military leadership and the business execution by giving him practical frameworks he could immediately apply. Rather than focusing solely on theory, Rivera described his coursework as grounded in real-world scenarios, covering operations, compliance, and organizational leadership in ways that mirrored the challenges he would later face as a business owner. The one class per month format aligned with his military mindset, focused, fast-paced, and mission-driven. My professors weren't just academics, they were practitioners, he said. They taught us how to think through problems, manage risk, and lead teams in real environments. Those lessons now shape how Rivera structures WEPA's operations, builds scalable systems, and holds teams accountable. I walked away with not just a degree, but a toolkit of skills I use every day. But Rivera's story extends far beyond building his own success. As a Hispanic and veteran entrepreneur, he sees his work as a responsibility to communities he represents. His first venture, YA Productions, short for Young, Educated, and Ambitious Hispanics, began as a T-shirt line rooted in cultural pride. That spark grew into a long-term commitment to helping others establish their own businesses. Through workshops and hands-on guidance, Rivera helps veterans and minority entrepreneurs register companies, pursue certifications such as MBE and SDVOSB, and learn strategies to build financial stability. It's a duty, not just an opportunity, to help others, he said. I went through the trenches without much guidance. Now it's my mission to make sure others have a smoother path forward. His advice to aspiring veteran entrepreneurs is simple. Don't let fear be the barrier. You've already faced the hardest challenge imaginable, he said. Failure, he insists, is part of the process. I failed my way to success. From cleaning toilets to building multi-million-dollar company, Rivera is proof of where resilience and service-driven leadership can lead. And he is determined to ensure other veterans discover the same truth. If I can do it, so can you. Not just his wife. A hidden hero's journey from spouse to caregiver. No matter what Kevin Milano makes, Kevin Milano makes sure fresh flowers are always on the kitchen counter for his wife, Cynthia. They're a symbol of a marriage that has been going strong for more than 15 years, despite the Milanos facing challenges neither of them ever expected. About 10 years ago, Cynthia noticed that Kevin was becoming more forgetful than usual. Concerned, she took him to a doctor. An MRI revealed a lesion on the brain. In the Army, Kevin had experienced two traumatic brain injuries. The doctor told Cynthia that the brain lesions could have come from those injuries. Kevin's symptoms rapidly got worse. He began wandering away from the house, forgetting to take his medications, and falling. Cynthia took on the role as his caregiver. When he first got sick and couldn't take care of himself, that was hard because our life abruptly changed, Cynthia said. I didn't have a partner. I had somebody that I had to take care of. Cynthia took it upon herself to adapt their home and life to Kevin's needs. She installed grab bars in the bathrooms, lowered the bed for transfers, and installed cameras to monitor his movements. She prepares his lunches, sets alarms to remind him to take his medication, and creates checklists to keep him engaged throughout the day. As a caregiver, Cynthia has navigated this journey largely alone. Even though Kevin requires 24/7 care, he doesn't qualify for the Department of Veterans Affairs caregiver program. But recently, she found some relief after learning about DAV Caregiver Support, a no-cost service that gives caregivers of veterans and veterans who are caregivers personalized care plans and one-on-one support from trained specialists. We never want someone who is caring for loved ones to feel isolated or at a loss of where they can turn for help, said Ron Minter, who directs DAV Caregiver Support. We've designed all aspects of our program to be lifelines for caregivers and something they can look to know they are seen and valued for the role they play. Cynthia signed up for the program and got a phone call an hour and a half later from one of the support specialists. The immediate response and focus on her needs were unexpected. I just sat there and I cried, Cynthia said. She was the sweetest thing ever. It was wonderful. A week later, Cynthia got an email full of local resources she didn't even know existed, including a local golf program 5 minutes from her house, adaptive surfing, guitar lessons, and a skiing program near Lake Tahoe, all at no cost. Giving him something to do has been absolutely magical because he gets to meet other people that have the same mindset he does, she said. For me, I get to read a book, to go to sleep, to do something for myself. Of all the offerings DAV Caregiver Support gave her, perhaps the most meaningful was a simple identification card that she could put in Kevin's wallet. It listed her as his caregiver. In all the years of navigating VA care, no one had called her that. To get that one thing absolutely melted me, Cynthia said, because for once I was getting validation that I am his caregiver. I am not just his wife. Next article is entitled Cybersecurity Careers Built for Veterans. Cybersecurity has emerged as one of the fastest growing career fields in the U.S., driven by a steady rise in digital threats and a shortage of qualified professionals. For veterans transitioning into civilian life, the field offers a practical path forward, combining strong demand, clear training, pipelines, and work that values experience and gained under pressure. Workforce data continues to show a persistent shortage of trained cybersecurity professionals nationwide. While more than 1 million people are currently employed in the field, employer demand still exceeds supply, leaving hundreds of thousands of roles unfilled each year. Federal agencies, defense contractors, critical infrastructure operators, and private companies alike are competing for talent capable of protecting networks, assessing threats, and responding quickly when systems are compromised. Easy for you to say. For veterans with experience operating in high-stakes environments, that gap represents a direct entry point into a growing civilian career need. Veterans often enter the civilian job market with skills that align closely with cybersecurity roles. Experience handling sensitive information, following strict protocols, and making decisions under pressure mirrors the daily responsibilities found in security operations centers and cyber defense teams. Exposure to operational security, intelligence processes, or information technology systems during military service can translate directly into work such as incident response, network monitoring, and risk management. Another advantage comes from familiarity with security clearances. Employers supporting federal agencies or defense-related missions often require candidates who can obtain or reactivate a clearance. Veterans frequently meet these requirements, shortening hiring timelines and opening doors to roles that are not accessible to the general workforce. Combined with mission focus, teamwork, and accountability, these strengths make veterans competitive across a wide range of cybersecurity positions. Cybersecurity is not a single job, but a broad field with multiple career tracks. Some veterans are drawn to hands-on defense roles such as security operations or incident response, where structured procedures and rapid coordination resemble aspects of military life. Others gravitate toward analytical roles, including threat intelligence and risk assessment, where understanding adversarial behavior is central. Demand is also expanding in areas such as cloud security, network engineering, and DevSecOps, particularly as organizations modernize their digital infrastructure. Veterans who value oversight and structure may find a strong fit in governance, risk, and compliance roles, which emphasize standards, policy enforcement, and accountability. Established training pathways help veterans transition into cybersecurity careers. Programs such as the Department of Defense SkillBridge Initiative connect transitioning service members with employers, offering hands-on experience and apprenticeships during the final months of active duty. Many industry-recognized certifications, from entry-level credentials to advanced training, are also eligible for veteran education benefits. Veterans can strengthen their job prospects by clearly translating military experience into civilian terms, highlighting skills such as crisis response, systems thinking, and protocol adherence in ways that resonate with cybersecurity employers. Structured training, combined with real-world experience, often accelerate the transition to full-time roles. For many veterans, cybersecurity offers more than steady employment. The work carries a familiar sense of purpose, protecting people, our systems, and national interests from evolving threats. It also provides competitive salaries, strong advancement potential, and opportunities to continue serving in a new capacity. As organizations work to close the cyber talent gap, veterans seeking meaningful post-service careers may find that cybersecurity is not just an option, it's a natural extension of the skills, mindset, and sense of responsibility developed through military service. Next article is entitled, Why Apprenticeships Work for Veterans. Paid training without student debt. For many veterans, transitioning to civilian life raises challenging questions. How do you turn military training into a steady job? What if a four-year degree isn't the right fit? That's where registered apprenticeships and training pipelines tailored to veterans step in, offering hands-on work, paid training, and industry credentials that translate military experience into civilian employment. Across the country, employers and trade organizations are increasingly building structural apprenticeship opportunities specifically for service members, veterans, reservists, and military spouses. These programs combine on-the-job learning with classroom instruction, lead to nationally recognized credentials, and are often eligible for benefits under the post-9/11 GI Bill. Registered apprenticeship programs offer several advantages that align closely with the strengths and needs of those transitioning from military service. They pay from day one, provide structured training and mentorship, and often allow veterans to receive both wages and GI Bill stipends while they learn. Many employers participate in these programs, report better retention and satisfaction among veteran apprenticeships. Veterans tend to bring adaptability and a strong work ethic. For veterans, apprenticeship offer a debt-free path to stable, well-paying careers across construction trades, advanced manufacturing, information technology, and clean energy. Some apprenticeship pipelines are explicitly built for military backgrounds. For example, the United Association, or UA, runs a program called UA Veterans in Piping, or VIP program. Initially designed for active duty service members transitioning to civilian life, UA VIP provides paid pre-apprenticeship training in trades such as welding, HVACR, plumbing, and fire protection, then connects graduates to full registered apprenticeships with union trades. Other organizations follow similar models. In Texas, for instance, Adaptive Construction Solutions, or ACS, partners with public workforce boards and employers to run registered apprenticeships across multiple skilled trades. These earn-while-you-learn opportunities serve veterans facing employment barriers, including those re-entering the workforce and provide a direct path and stable employment. For eligible veterans, the GI Bill can be a powerful support when entering an apprenticeship. Approved registered apprenticeship programs are eligible for post-9/11 GI Bill benefits, meaning veterans may receive a tax-free monthly housing allowance and funds for books and supplies, all while earning wages through their apprenticeship. This combination helps reduce financial pressure during training and can make the path more attractive than returning to traditional college or incurring student debt. For many, it's a compelling alternative. Practical training, credentialed, and financially sustainable. While traditionally associated with construction and building trades, registered apprenticeship programs for veterans now span a broad range of industries. Sectors such as advanced manufacturing, information technology, energy, including clean energy, transportation, and healthcare are increasingly opening apprenticeship pipelines. Employers in these sectors often struggle to find skilled labor, and veterans offer an ideal solution. With structured apprenticeship models, companies benefit from disciplined, mission-trained individuals who are committed and can be molded into highly skilled workers. Despite growing awareness, many veterans remain unaware of apprenticeship opportunities or how to use their benefits for on-the-job training. Outreach and education remain key. Veteran service organizations, workforce agencies, and employers have a role to play in spreading the word and helping ensure these pipelines are accessible. At a time when labor shortages persist across many skilled trades and emerging industries, apprenticeship and training pipelines built for veterans represent a win-win. Veterans find stable, credentialed work, employers gain disciplined, reliable talent, and communities benefit from a stronger workforce. And I'll start this next one. How employers are translating military experience into civilian careers. For many veterans, the transition from military service to civilian employment often brings a familiar frustration. Years of training and hands-on experience do not always translate directly into corporate job requirements. Skills that were essential in uniform can seem invisible on a civilian resume. That disconnect, however, is beginning to narrow. Employers and workforce organizations are increasingly adopting tools and strategies to translate military experience into clearly defined civilian-ready competencies. We have run out of time for today's episode of Salute a Veteran Every Day. I hope you enjoyed it, and be sure to listen next time. I'm Doug Lucas, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call us at 919-832-5138. That's 919-832-5138. So long, until next time, and remember, salute a veteran every day.